The expression of childlike humility is asking. And that's what Jesus is saying. You will not do this thing called fruit on your own. Okay, what do you do? You need to pray. And beloved, if we're not a praying church, chances are we're not a loving church and we're not a fruit-bearing church. That's not my word. That's God's, and that's just as much for me as it is for you. Pray. Now, what's happening when we're praying? And what is it that we're thinking? What are we recognizing? We're recognizing, as I've said, you can't bear this fruit alone. It'll never happen. Even Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7 and Luke chapter 11, makes this point when he uses the language of prayer, when he says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, he seeks, he finds, he knocks, it's open." Then he gives a short parable, and then the application is this. If you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good gifts to them that ask him? Therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, the same do to them. For so is the law and the prophets. We know that golden rule, which even unbelievers use that in advertisements. We practice the golden rule. We know that to be the second great command, right? On this hang all the law and the prophets. Love your neighbors yourself. Where's the first great command? See, in order to love God or to love neighbors yourself, you have to love God. So Jesus says what? He puts it in the form of prayer. Ask, seek, knock. What are we asking? God, show us your glory. Lord, cause me to love you more. Because as a branch, I can't do it. Now that's not defeatism. It's just recognizing if there's to be God-glorifying fruit, it comes from the vine. So if you ask in relation to loving God, loving your neighbor, you'll get it. Because God wants you to bear that fruit. We know that's His will. You ask, Lord, I'm seeking, I'm knocking for the door to open, I'm asking, what are you asking for? I'm asking for your love to fill me. Instead of all these things that so easily fill me. And so that through that love, the golden rule is practiced by faith that receives the love of God and then goes out to the love of spouse, children, parents, co-workers, church members, all over community. What are we talking about? You shall ask what you will. The Word of God is shaping prayer, but it's taking the shape of love because that's what we're asking for. Specifically in this context. When people hate us, when people persecute us, what do we need to do, Lord? You need to love them. You're kidding me, right? No, love ye your enemies. Matthew 7. How could I possibly do that? You cannot. But you're in the vine, so you can. You need to ask. If you could love your enemies without Jesus, you are the Savior. You don't need Him. In fact, I'm coming to you to talk to you. Maybe I need to attach myself to you. If you can do that. But no, you have a vine and all the nourishment that the Holy Spirit works to bring us into the love of God produces the commandment-keeping obedience, which is what? Love one another. Love one another. We recognize we can't bear fruit alone, but this asking has a view to God's glory specifically. So it begins to take the shape of God's glory because herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. But what would that look like? How would that sound in prayer? Well, think about that. Now, James, we know, tells us, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. So if we start to ask for the glory of God, the first thing, we're not asking amiss because we're asking it for His glory. That's the first thing. You say, okay, I know that from the Sermon on the Mount and the model prayer. So you just start your prayer and say, Lord, glorify Yourself, hallow Your name, magnify Yourself, display Your glory, show Your glory. Okay, I do that. But how would that start working itself out in your prayer life? See, James chapter 5 says, if any man is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So in 2021, we're going to pray. I pray, Lord, I don't want COVID. Don't give me COVID. Lord, could you please heal the people that have COVID? Spare them. Why? Now remember, James says if you ask amiss, you're just asking to consume it upon your lust. In other words, Lord, don't give me COVID. I just want to keep doing all the great things I'm doing and living for myself. Please. You just ask amiss. How would you ask for healing? It's really for the glory of God. Lord, heal me because what I want to really do, I want to bear more fruit before I go to heaven. Ooh, now we're on target. Lord, hear that brother and sister. They've borne so much fruit in the kingdom. Bless them to keep it up. Heal them so that they can bring forth more for the glory of your name. Now, you're not praying amiss. I recognize, you probably guessed it, my prayers are not always like that. I'll just confess that to you. But see, we're talking about abiding and growing into the vine that we're already in. Somebody says, well, I want a bigger house, 2021. Fine, I just want a house. Now be careful, James says, if you ask amiss, you're just trying to consume that house on your own lust. How would the Word of God give shape to asking for the house? Lord, I want to bear fruit with this stuff. I want people to come into my house. I want to be hospitable. I want to raise my children there. I want to use it for your glory. I want to bear fruit. Now, be careful. I do not say then, well, you're going to get your bigger house. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the aim of asking what you will takes the shape of God-glorifying fruit, which means that's the aim of the asking.